Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. By the way, it's time change weekend. Make sure you set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday evening. You get an extra hour of sleep so you can make sure and be here at church at the right time. It's time change. Don't forget it. Well, let me start by sharing a passage from Psalm 119:11. It says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." That's 105, Psalms 119, 105. Have you ever been truly in a dark, dark place where even a single move could be tragic for you or your loved ones? The darkness can be scary at times. We live in a spiritually dark world right now where our souls are often in peril. In this passage found in Psalm 119, the psalmist declares that God's word is a light for our path for living in this very dark world. And who doesn't need more light? The psalmist vows to use God's word to shine a light on his path, a path for life in this world. He's not suggesting that God's word shines a light on the future or anything to forecast anything, as if he could get a sneak preview of the events that would take place tomorrow or the next day or next year. He is saying that God's word helps him to understand right from wrong as he faces daily choices. That's God's word teaching us. And it needs to teach us every day. And the meaning of obedience is important. And the Word of God teaches us how to be obedient to God and live more confidently in our relationship with Him as we live in this world. Like the psalmist, we too need God's Word to guide our steps. Only God's Word can correctly inform us about the meaning of right and wrong in a world that's completely confused, doesn't know up from down or left from right. And the truth is, the more deeply steeped we are in God's word, the more clearly we can discern right from wrong and choose the right path in every decision in our lives, for us, our loved ones, our spouses, our kids, whomever it is. It is the greatest of importance that we all make better choices. Isn't that what we tell our kids as they grow up? In some places we walk today, we might need a flashlight. My wife takes one when she's out walking if it's too dark in the mornings. But every place we go, we will need God's word as our lamp for our feet and a light for our path. We should be reading it, studying it, and placing it in our hearts every day. It is our roadmap for life, and we all need to follow that map, God's word, for living a victoriously strong life in Christ, especially in times like we live right now. Prayer thoughts for today. Corey Kenny, continue to pray for her and her cancer and the healing in her body. Pray for Kathy Steele. She has cancer and is battling it. Pray for her husband, Rick. Pray for my sister, Drew, who has a possible heart issue, is going to have a test on the 6th. Dallas and Whitney, as they transition from where they're at now down to Southern Oregon. Ashley, Ruth's granddaughter, had her baby, and Henry James Higgins, and he weighed 7 pounds, 10 ounces. Let's be praying for the family. Linda Zimitz, as her son is stationed on a ship in the Middle East during a very difficult time. Of course, remember the Middle East, Israel, and all that's going on, our missionaries, our nation, our church, and our family. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then have a great day, and God bless.